It's difficult, even as an immigration attorney, to not become callous by news about immigration. There are far too many stories about negative aspects of law and life affecting immigrants. However, a recent story about a woman who spent hours of her time to help refugees was like a breath of fresh air. Hi, I'm Carlos Batara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. The woman's name? Lisa Campbell. In November 2015, Mrs. Campbell, a grandmother of six, took a leave for 45 days from her work. She traveled to Greece, intending on doing a short service tour to help with the recent influx of refugees. She stayed in Greece for 2 years and ran a refugee camp north of Athens. As Campbell explained to the BBC, her first morning on the island of Lesbos was spent in shock. She explained how she watched boats arriving from Turkey as they arrived from her balcony. The boats were designed to carry 10 people, but they carried 50. As they arrived, many would kiss the ground. They were happy to still be alive. Children, once they got into dry clothes, would look around for toys to play with. At that point, her journey as a refugee advocate began. 6 months later, she became the manager of a refugee camp. She ran the camp for 18 months. Then the Greek government shut it down. The government would not renew her visa, and she was forced to return to the United States. Back home, Mrs. Campbell became the executive director of Do Your Part, a nonprofit organization that continued to raise funds and help to develop programs to assist refugees in need until the coronavirus contributed to the nonprofit's closure of such activities. In all likelihood, as the pandemic begins to subside, Mrs. Campbell will be back with a new venture to help others in need who live far, far away. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.